It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. It's 7 minutes past the hour. You've got us here for the next hour to take your calls, your questions. It's Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning, 9 to 11. The number in the studio, here with Luke Moss, who's lurking around the studio with his iPad and his big headphones and his... Luke, you can take your jacket off, buddy. I know it's 27 degrees outside, but it's warm in the studio. And we are here to take your calls and your questions. These kids are ready to go back to school, but I think they should have a national, we should have a Southeastern holiday for the college football championship that's on Monday, because kids are going to stay up late. Game doesn't start until late. They're going to be up till midnight, for goodness sakes. And they should not have to go to school the next day, or at least half, maybe start at 11. I don't know. That's just my take on this. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. There's so much to talk about. My worry and what we talked about in the first hour is that because I got a bunch of hate mail talking about the economy. I don't want investors to be clouded by your love or your hate for who's in the White House. You've got to look what's happened to the economy in the U.S. and around the world. That's really what matters. Don't lose sight of that and get caught on the sidelines. And that's happened. And talking about economics and what tax reform is going to do to the positive for the economy in 2018, 2019, that shouldn't be a political issue. It's not political. It's economic. And again, I'm sure I'll continue to get hate mail saying the economy is going to be good. If you can't stand who's in Washington right now, you don't want to hear anything positive about what's happening in the economy. Well, okay, continue to be left on the sidelines, if you will. The number in the studio, 404, and we're going to go to the phones and take your phone calls and questions. The number, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. So if you're caught on the sidelines, the question I have for you as an investor is your portfolio position to take advantage of the tax reform, the tax cuts that impact the economy in 2018. You know, our nation is undergoing the most significant tax reform in over three decades. So investors, I'm talking to you, is your portfolio positioned to take advantage of it? If you think you've been missing the boat and you've been, hey, this economy isn't going to be any good because everything's crazy in Washington, you've been missing the boat. And you'll continue to miss the boat because economically things are probably going to get better. Doesn't necessarily mean the stock market's going to go straight to the moon. In fact, I think we have to be somewhat careful about what the market does in 2018. But the backdrop is solid. There's a lot of tailwind for the stock market because the economy is going to be good in 2018. So if you think you've been missing the boat or stuck in the mud, there's no need to stay stuck in the mud. Think about what you can do. How do you reposition yourself for 2018? And we're happy to help you do that right here on Money Matters. And if you miss the show, you can, of course, go find the show on iTunes, Wes Moss Money Matters. You can listen to it through iTunes as a podcast. Go to my website, wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. We've been out in front of tax reform on the kind of the cutting, bleeding edge of anybody that I know, trying to describe what it means for you individually and then what it means for the economy. I've published about this. We've written articles about it. We've had over 20,000 people read the 2018 tax change article that we just put up on the website not that long ago. Really, it was a day after the tax reforms were voted into law. So just go to wesmoss.com under the money tab. What Trump's tax reform means for you. That's the name of the article. And it outlines the 10, what I think are the 10 most important tax changes for you and your family coming in 2018. We'll go to the phones here, 404-872-0750. Where are we starting, Ryan? We're going to go to, let's see here. Ellen from South Carolina. Well, that's where we'll start. Ellen, good morning. Welcome to the show. How can we help?
I'm just wondering if it would be make more economical sense to pull money out of my 401 to help purchase a home or to finance part of that house.
Okay, so let's get a couple of statistics on you, Ellen. Just general talking points here so I can understand your situation a little bit better. How old are you?
66.
And so that means your 401k money is available to take without getting a penalty. So that's good. How much are we talking? How much do you need to finance this house, Ellen?
I need an additional $100,000, and I have about $430,000 in my 401. I don't anticipate. I mean, I'm not planning on making. Any withdrawals on that to sustain my monthly, lifestyle.
So you don't really need the 401k money is what you're saying to add to your income.
Right, right.
Do you have, so at 66, I would suspect you're taking Social Security, Ellen?
Yes, I am.
And then you also have a pension, Ellen.
I do.
Okay, so you've got you have a pension and social, and that combined, that's enough, it sounds like, for your monthly living expenses.
Yes.
Well, here's what, and I suspect you're asking this question, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you just don't want to have any sort of debt on the house. So you don't want to have a mortgage.
I don't want to have any debt on the home, but, I'm thinking everything is really good in the market right now, so my money is big. So I didn't know if it would, make more sense to take it from there or to go ahead and finance and pay, fees and interest and all of that.
Yeah, it's a good question. The reason I was asking about your other income sources is that this comes down to a tax. It's really a question about taxes because the biggest variable in this equation, there's a lot of variables here. You just mentioned that the market's done well, so your 401k is a lot higher than it was a year ago. It's probably grown $50,000 to $100,000 in the last year or two. So you've probably seen some real gains. And I think it's smart to say, hey, maybe it's time to take some of those gains off the table. The only issue I have with pulling that money from the 401k, if you do it in a big chunk, it's going to dump an enormous amount of income onto your 1040. So it's going to dump an enormous amount of income to your AGI, your adjusted gross income, is going to jump by $100,000.
Can I do that income averaging where you spread it out over some years?
Well, the one thing you could do, and we just turned the calendar here, obviously, into 2018. So you could have taken, let's say, $50,000 in 2017 and then take the other $50,000 this year. So you spread it out. So that would be one way to do it. You could still do that in 2018 and 2019, but obviously we're a long way off from 2019, so that would entail you still getting some sort of mortgage to finance that $100,000. But if you were to drop another $100,000 in income from, let's assume, I assume your Social Security is probably $2,000 a month.
Oh, a little bit more, yeah.
So we'll call it $2,200 a month. That's 12. Yeah. So that's $26,000. Then about how much per year is your pension?
It's about 18 a month.
$1,800 a month.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So your income right now is already around $45,000.
Then I work a little bit and I just earn like an additional
$14,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So your income's already around 60. And then if you were to take, so you're already in a really low, and the reason I'm trying to do these numbers here is to figure out how big of an impact that extra $100,000 would be if you pull it out. So if you're in a really high tax bracket, Ellen, you pull out $100,000, you're going to pay 37% this year on that, right? If you're already in a low tax bracket and you start to spread this out, then you could potentially it could be relatively affordable. And that's as I'm talking this through. So my first gut reaction is that most of the time I would immediately jump up and down and say, Ellen, no way, don't do that. Never do that. Never pull a giant chunk of money out of your IRA, your 401k, to pay for anything, because the government is the one who wins, because the government takes this giant chunk of taxes out. If your tax bracket's already, let's call it 20%, now all of a sudden you put another $100,000 in income as someone who's, are you single or married, by the way?
I'm single.
So yeah, so you're in a really high tax bracket already. You put another $100,000 of income on that. Now you're in a really, really high tax bracket, and you end up paying a tremendous amount in taxes. So let me just do a quick calculation here. And you're in the state of Georgia or South Carolina?
Well, I'm actually living in the state of Georgia. I'm just in South Carolina right now.
Got it. Okay. So you're a Georgia resident. You're single. You are over 65, currently itemized. Let's just look at, in general, what your taxes are here. You know, you right now, looks like next year, your top bracket is the 22% bracket, Ellen. If you added $100,000 in income, so do you go from 60 to 160,000? You now jump, well, you jump up to just the 24 bracket. So it doesn't look like you jump, because the new 24% tax bracket, Ellen, is anything under about 157,500. So you'd still stay under that bracket. Yeah, this is a close call, because it doesn't completely annihilate your tax scenario from what I can see here. I typically would say don't do that. You're going to pay too much on it. But I also love the fact that you won't have a mortgage. If it were me, I would explore the following. I would look at getting a mortgage for a really low rate, and trying to get a as low of a cost closing type mortgage, and then pay that mortgage off between this year and next year. And that way you could still spread out the taxes. So I still like going back to, maybe you can you pull 50 out of your 401k today and another 50 in 2019, then the whole thing gets paid off. That way you keep your tax rate as low as humanly possible.
Okay, the tax rate will not offset the cost of the loan, of acquiring the loan, and then the interest that I have to pay on it?
Well, no, that's the problem. That's why pulling money out of these 401ks is a big deal, is that you're going to have to pay 22 to 24%, depending on how much you pull out, in the money they pull out. So if you want $100,000, Susan, you've got to pull out $120,000 or $130,000, pay the taxes to net down to $100,000. So you've got to look at the cost of your taxes is tremendous relative to some closing costs. And that's the math I want you to do. Look at the difference between those two, and really be careful and strategic about this. You probably want to run these numbers too directly with your CPA. Good morning. You're listening to Money Matters. We gotta go quick news, weather, traffic, then more Money Matters straight ahead. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. Sunday morning. We're not messing around. We've got calls, questions, going right back to the phones here. Paul joins us on the line. We got a lot of good calls, so stay with us. Paul, how can we help you? What's going on?
Good morning, Wes. You opened the show by talking about tax reform 2018. My question is, who do you think, and there's so many of them, I guess it's limitless, but the larger manufacturers that will benefit via sales because of the 100% write-off annually?
Okay, so here's what Paul's saying. Paul is talking about the 100% expensing I mentioned earlier in the show, meaning that if you're a big company, well, any really, this is a new tax rule. It just applies to any corporation. We have now in 2018, for the next 5 years, what's called 100% expensing. So if I want to buy a big machine to make something, I can write the whole thing off in 1 year, as opposed to writing it off over 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 or 15 years. Whatever the life of the machine would have been under the old way we used to do taxes. So what the question here is that industrial companies should benefit from this new provision, 100% expensing. Big industrial companies. So you look at XLI, which is the industrial ETF that I own. And you look at XLI, you think of some of these big industrial type companies. So you think of Honeywell, they make turbos for engines. You think Caterpillar. We've got a giant backup diesel Caterpillar engine generator for our building. You know, that's not a fun item to buy, But if you can expense all of it in 1 year, it makes it a little bit easier to do. The industrial companies in America that are going to really benefit from this 100% expensing rule, these are companies that make equipment to help other companies make more equipment. These are companies that make tools for expansion. So think about a company that is going to make big parts for engines, or companies that will make, they'll help you make an assembly line to help you build a factory. It's also the transportation companies that help move all this big stuff around. So think about the railroad companies. So companies like Honeywell and Caterpillar and Boeing, transportation companies like FedEx and CSX, these are companies within the industrial space that could really benefit from this new 100% expensing rule. More Money Matters straight ahead.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. We are live here this Sunday morning, right after Money Matters here. 29 degrees, just chilly, but warm in the studio. I'm your host, Wes Moss. At 11 o'clock, you're going to have Dave Baker. What a combination. Dave Baker and Jay Black together. Just a wonderful couple on radio together. Down at the Georgia World Congress Center, broadcasting from the Fan Experience. They're going to have on Mark Bradley from the AJC, Chuck Dowdle, guests to talk about the biggest game in college football history for the state of Georgia. This is a remarkable time. For if you're a Bulldog fan, my kids are wearing red and black. It's for Falcons and for UGA, and this is so exciting. And tomorrow, you've got pregame coverage right here, WSB Radio, home of the Dogs. Mark Arum kicks it off at 2 p.m. Then we've got game time 8:10. Then we've got the two best announcers that you could possibly. I'd love to. They could announce anything. Scott Howard and Eric Zier. I mean, they could announce curling. You remember curling? It's coming up. Remember, Winter Olympics are coming in February. A little ice, that ridiculous game of on ice. I want to hear Scott Howard, Eric Zier commentate curling. They'd even make that sound cool. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We are taking your calls and questions here on the air. We've got a cryptocurrency Bitcoin call that we're going to get to in just a minute here. The number 404-872-0750. Markets this week, really, we only had a four-day week, but up a huge start to the year. Dow up 576 points, 2.3%, above 25,000 for the first time. The NASDAQ up almost 3.5%, first time above 7,000, and the S&P was up 2.6%. Jobs report on Friday, important component to all of this because it's more Goldilocks economy. Job numbers, a little bit disappointing, but not bad enough to make you worried about the economy. Estimates were for 190,000 new jobs. Instead, we came in at 148,000 for December. Wage growth, solid but muted. So positive. So it's this perfect not too hot, not too cold report. Exactly the kind of report that keeps the Federal Reserve, at bay from getting too aggressive on hiking interest rates. And that's one thing that could choke off this economy. And again, this is the kind of economic number, solid growth, but not too strong just yet. And remember, this is a December number. It's nothing to do with tax reform yet because there's no numbers baked in. So from a market perspective, Lake Placid continues. Yeah, you're fortunate enough to have seen a lake or the ocean at 5 a.m. when the sun's just coming up. There's no wind and it's flat and it's just beautiful. It looks like glass. And that's the kind of water you want to water ski on. It is a placid lake until the wind picks up and somebody throws a rock. The S&P 500 has now gone 385 trading days without falling 5% or more from its 52-week high. That is placid. That's the longest streak of its kind. We went 370 days without a 5% correction from a 52-week high, three different times in history, 1965, 94, and 96. When those streaks end, we get pullbacks. Those pullbacks averaged 8.7%, so not not a ridiculous crater, but a close to a correction over the next 30 to 40 days. So at some point, somebody's going to throw a rock into the water and create some waves. But for now, the glass surface remains. For now, we're going to go to the phones here. Quick reminder, I keep forgetting to do this. We just set up, and this just started, we just set up a webpage for You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, the book that actually makes it less expensive than Amazon. And I'm actually checking Amazon right now to make sure that I'm correct on this. Right. So what you, again, of course, Amazon's quick, easy. You can retire sooner than you think. That's great. But we have, it's actually less expensive. It is less expensive on a new website that we just launched, retiresoonerbook.com. So you can go, you can retire sooner for less than it is on Amazon for the paperback and less for the audio CDs at a newly launched website called retiresoonerbook.com. You've heard me talk about this in the past. Retire Sooner Than You Think is a big research study that I did a few years ago. It's the 5 money secrets of the happiest retirees. I'm connecting the dots of financial habits for the happiest retirees. I compare financial lifestyle investment habits for a happy group of early retirees versus an unhappy group. And you want to share the 18 traits and the 18 habits that the happy group has, not the unhappy group. And this book has had a positive impact on so many folks. I've gotten so many emails, had conversations from all over the country. I want to make it available for as inexpensive as humanly possible. How do you fill the gap? How do you fill the income gap in retirement? It's page 33. How can you pay off your mortgage a decade early? Page 97. 18 habits of the happiest retirees, starting on page 235. It lists all of them. The money the money and happiness plateau effect, about what level of money do we need to get to see happiness continue to increase and then start to level off. What's that inflection point? Page 42. How do you use the $1,000 a month rule? What's the $1,000 a month rule? Page 74. So I have all this listed out in a book that you could probably get through in a day and actually have fun reading it. The first half of the book is about money and happiness and how to use the money that you have. What is it for? What's the reason you've saved all these years? How are you going to spend it? How are you going to get the best utility out of it? And then the second half of the book is about implementation, how to generate multiple streams of income and create a sense of steadiness to your overall retirement plan. So on the retiresoonerbook.com, the paperback's only $9.99, less than Amazon. The audio CDs are less than Amazon. It's $12.99. And then you could get them together. We have a lot of couples are buying these as a, you can buy the book and get the audio CDs together so you can listen to it in the car or just buy it or read it as a couple. So you put the two together, the combination is $19.99. So it's less expensive, and that's all with free shipping. So it's less than buying the book through Amazon, if you can believe it or not. Clark Howard would be proud. And I wanted to make this available in the new year as you're thinking about your finances. Maybe retirement is imminent in the next year or two, or maybe the next 6 months. This is a perfect time to read You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think to set you up for that. The 5 Money Secrets of the Happiest Retirees. Books available, again, less expensive than Amazon, free shipping. And here's the website. We just put this up, retiresoonerbook.com. All one word, retire sooner book, all one word, .com. And you'll get it shipped to you for free, less expensive than Amazon. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here. Let's go to the phones here as we answer your calls and your questions. We're headed to Glenn, who joins us from Jonesboro. Glenn, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's going on? How can I help?
Good morning, Wes. I was calling because your question earlier was about, you know, how does our portfolio look this year regarding taxes? And last year, about June, I discovered, you know, the cryptocurrencies were still around because I'd heard about them years ago. And I started putting my money into there. And by the end of the year, I literally stopped the rest of my investing outside of my 401k match. And I've gone exclusively into cryptocurrencies. And that's not just Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is the first mover. It's the big one.
It's the grandfather. Right. It's the grandfather.
Yeah.
So you probably own some Ethereum and some XRP and some Litecoin. So you
no XRP. That's a scam, in my opinion.
Okay.
But, I mean, all of these things take a lot of research. And yes, Ethereum, Litecoin, and there's thousands of them out there. And it seems like whenever the large movers start to slow down, consolidate, and even correct a little bit, then a lot of these smaller cap cryptocurrencies that will, I truly believe, change the world in the future with decentralized exchanges and markets, they go up. And, you know, just a little bit of research, flip-flopping here and there, and, you know, trying to hold things for a little bit longer than a week or two, has done more for me than anything else. Really, investing used to be boring.
And now it's you do sound excited about this. I like this. So anyway, what's going on here, and how can I help?
Well, I was wanting to know what your particular position was on cryptocurrencies and taxations, and if you have any recommendations for anybody that I could use for this coming up tax season.
Yeah, that's a good. So you're right. There, it's been a, I would say, kind of a gray area on taxation, right? So you've got the IRS in 2014. Did issue guidance and said that cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, is a capital asset, meaning that just like a stock, you buy it, you exchange it for something else, or you effectively sell it, then you should have to pay capital gain taxes on it. That's the guidance the IRS said in 2014. However, as you probably know, Glenn, because you've been dealing with these cryptocurrencies, I've heard many investors in these have used the 1031 rules to say like-kind exchange. So that you're trying to avoid taxes as you go from one currency to the other. I believe that's kind of been a gray area. From what I can tell, and again, this is still unfolding and new, and you've got to check with whatever CPA you use will give you final guidance on this. But from what I can tell in the new tax reform, the guidance here is very, very, it's clear that these are capital assets and that you can't use the 1031 rules for these currencies. You're going to only use 1031 for real estate, like-kind exchanges, not currency. So when you're buying and selling any sort of currency, you exchange Bitcoin for Litecoin back and forth, you're going to pay, if you're making a gain on it, if you have a gain, it'll be just like a gain in a stock, from what I can tell. So it's actually fairly simple. They're making this, the asset rules or the capital rules, just like you would with any other stock. So it's think of it as an investment. And then the rules from a cash perspective, you get paid in Bitcoin, you got to report it as income like you would if you got cash on a 1099. So from what I can tell, it's gotten a lot simpler, but you're right. I believe that, you know, I'm a big believer that these are very real. They're not going. I mean, cryptocurrencies are here to stay. The technology behind them is actually extraordinary, and it's going to probably reshape how companies build and track and keep data secure over the next 20 years, just like the internet revolutionized the way we live. So I believe that they're here to stay. However, I think it's a lot like the tech bubble in 99, where you're going to get a bunch of currencies that drop off the map and have just a few survive. And I do think from a price perspective, they've gotten so darn volatile that you're going to see a lot of these prices come back down to earth, just like we saw in the 98-99 tech bubble that burst in 2001. Doesn't mean they're going to go away. I just think there'll be a day of reckoning when it comes to prices. So be careful, my friend. You can email me, westmoss.com. I can point you to a CPA. I've talked to many CPAs this week about this new tax reform bill. Happy to point you in the right direction for a tax firm, an accounting firm that can help with that. Go to westmoss.com. Upper right-hand corner, those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. We're going to run to news, weather, traffic. You know what? You're listening to the home of the dogs and Money Matters. Stay tuned right here, News 95.5, AM 750, WSB. Good morning. Welcome, Money Matters, here Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. A special treat. Dave Baker for the Home Fix-It Show and Jay Black. You're going to want to listen to these two guys together as they're down at the Fan Experience at the Georgia World Congress Center talking about the center of the college football universe, Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And
just slide us in there.
Oh, yeah, I will. You're on. We're here. Up. Dave Baker,
Jay
Black.
11 o'clock already? Peach Briggs called and said, get on now, quick.
Quick. Well, we still got a couple minutes here. I got to do a prize pack, guys. Hey, real quick, you got 30 seconds. What guests are you going to have on?
Four tickets to the Atlanta Gladiators game and a $25 gift certificate to Wendy's. To the third caller at 404-741-0750.
I didn't realize that Wendy's is the best deal I've heard in a long time.
You haven't been to a Knights game.
Who are you guys having on?
Oh, we're having on the entire broadcast team. We'll have Scott Howard on. We'll hear from Eric Zier, Neil Hondo Williamson. And I'll have Mark Bradley on for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Chuck Dowdle will be here, too. And if you win the prize pack, you'll be Dave Baker's guest over here.
Yes.
If you can get through security.
And at 2:30 today, you should know, Wes, we're having the Bachelorette on.
Yes.
Oh, who's going to be on that? Who is the
Jay will be on it.
Okay. Jay is going to be the best bachelor we have seen in modern reality television history.
Seriously, the Bachelorette. It's not the Bachelor. Oh, it's the Bachelorette. It's the lady.
Even more fitting for Jay.
Jay's got a
Jay
red
Black.
Rose.
The
right
show
here.
The show goes off the air too, so you know, stick around for the after show.
All right, guys. Okay. Well, I'm going to stay tuned for you guys, and I can't wait.
What stocks are going up this year? Quick, tell us in 30 seconds.
Everything that Dave Baker owns, you're going to have to call the Home Fix-It Show for the rest.
Wes Moss. I use Wes Moss as my guy, so should you. Back to the Wes Moss Show.
All right, guys. All right, we'll tune in at 11. Ryan Ealy, we got to do quick prize back.
Well, Dave Baker, I think I should come down next week and do your job. He already got the prize pack, and we already have a winner. Congratulations, Charles Giblin.
Done. Oh, really? It really is $25 Wendy's gift certificate. I mean, it's like a feast. It's like Thanksgiving feast for Wendy's. All right, guys. Enjoy. So, again, if you're – what else do we have to do with Money Matters here? Well, we've talked about – one thing we didn't get to today that is like the opposite of fun has to do with the tax code change for the state of Georgia. And again, you're about to tune into more college football, but we're going to cover that. There's some things to think about. I call this group borderline itemizers. So there's some changes on the Georgia side, not the federal tax code, but the Georgia side that you're going to want to be careful about and really dig into when it's time to do your taxes. But we have time to talk about that because it's again, not going to impact you really until 2019. So we'll talk about that next week. If you want to find me and the Money Matters team, easy to do so. Go to westmoss.com. Again, a way to buy the book. You can retire sooner than you think. Cheaper than it is on Amazon. Go to retiresoonerbook.com for the audio CDs, the paperback, and the combination of those two for under $20. A much better deal than Amazon even. Retire Sooner. Book, retiresoonerbook.com, all one word. Enjoy the rest of this chilly yet warm Sunday here in the state of Georgia. Go Dogs. Stay tuned right here, News 95.5, AM 750, WSB.